What a blessing.
Listen to the word. Do you ever just listen to the words of a song?
Yes.
And does it ever just resonate?
Amen.
And it sort of ministers to you. That helped me. I love coming down here. God knows I do. And I made arrangements to be here this morning. And you'll have to pardon my voice. I've been at the hospital so much, and you've asked me about my wife. She's doing a lot better, but she's not out of the woods. Let me explain to you what happened briefly. Let me think a minute, get it all together chronologically. On a Monday, 11 days ago, we have a bedroom, we have a three-bedroom house, and it's got a hall. She gets up out of the bed, and I look at her, and I could tell something's wrong. She did not even know. I probably can't tell y'all this without crying, but she didn't know where she's at. She just couldn't say her name. She just had no where she was at whatsoever. So I got her in the bedroom. And have you ever seen anybody take little baby steps? And I know enough about it. I've been around for 40-some years. I've been around people that's sick. And I was thinking she's having a stroke. Her face wasn't impaired, and I was trying to get her to grip my hand, and she couldn't. I tried to get her to push against my hand, and she couldn't. And it's just like she couldn't do that, if you know what I mean, or she couldn't coordinate her at all. So I got her in the car, and I probably messed up. She was so bad, I just went straight to the emergency room up here, straight to the emergency room. What I should have done was got her stabilized and took her straight to Lexington. Well, she was so bad, and I was so concerned about her, I took her to the emergency room. 8.5 hours later, we finally got in a room. Needless to say, every nerve I had was standing on its end.
Huh. Right.
Somebody you love is hurting you, and
yes, absolutely right.
So we couldn't pinpoint it and find out what was wrong. She couldn't do this. She couldn't say her name. She couldn't coordinate her body whatsoever. So finally, we got a room, took her upstairs. She had a fever of 102, almost 103. This went on for days. 5 individuals tried to draw blood, and they couldn't. Doctors came in, tried to draw blood. They couldn't. They brought in, I don't know what you call them, blow your veins up about this big with a machine to where they can see. They couldn't get the thing in. I'm getting so frustrated. Y'all don't ever get frustrated? Oh, come on, Chris. I'll tell them about the shutters falling on you.
Yeah, come on.
No, I'm just kidding. But listen to this. They couldn't draw blood, and they finally went in her ankle. And then they brought, this is 3 o'clock in the morning, and still no light at the end of the tunnel. They was going to send her downstairs for MRI. Then they was going to do, I don't know what, Beth probably knows what it is. It's where women, like a saddle block, you know, when they do an epidural, they put you up on your knees and draw fluid out of your spine. They were going to do that. That failed. Everything failed, just one thing after the other. And I'm getting pretty frustrated. She was burning up. I mean, just burning up. Nurses come in there, and I'll be honest with you, I finally just told a couple of them to leave. I just asked him to leave. I did it real politely.
Right.
I don't think you don't know how that polite is. Oh, Rick, straighten up, smile. I just told him, I said, I'm tired of seeing you puncture her and hurt her. Just bring somebody up here that can do this.
Right.
To no avail. 3 days through this. I mean, I'm standing, my son come in from Florida, and my daughter come in, and it was just havoc. We went to the emergency room, and then they went back in and done surgery, and you do know that she's got cancer in her lymph node. They removed her left breast, and infections just eating her up. They couldn't find the infection. They didn't know. They went and done exploratory surgery, went back in, tried to find it. Couldn't find it, sewed her back up. They'd done every kind of conceivable thing in the world all the time. I had everybody and their brother pray for my wife. And I believe this. I believe if prayer had not reached the throne of grace, my wife wouldn't be here. Y'all are pitiful. But anyway, she's at home, and I'm a good nurse.
Yeah.
Kelly. They're teaching me how to change the wrappings and the bandages and flush the pick in her side. But you keep praying for her. Listen, she's going to come with me this morning. I said, you're not coming with me.
Right. Amen.
I want her to, but yeah. She's not. She don't need to be exposed to people. Her immunity is so low. Right. Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get off of that. I'm so glad to see everybody jubilant. How many of y'all love Christmas? Come on, raise your hand. I love Christmas. I think it's the best time of the year. I do.
Yeah.
But I think it's so commercialized, we've lost the meaning
right,
of it.
That's right.
My oldest boy, Chris, he was down in Florida. And my daughter, Kim, and David, we was all sitting talking. Now, that's dangerous for all of us to do. tribe. And anyway, we were sitting talking, and we used to. Now, I don't know what you done when you was a kid growing up, but this is what we done. I worked 5.5 days, 12 hours a day. Turn me down just a little bit, brother. And then I'd work on Saturday half a day. I'd come in, and if I had a Saturday, we'd always watch Roadrunner. That was a thing that we done. We'd watch Roadrunner and cartoons. And I'm ashamed to say all this stuff that we did, but that I did, not them. But anyway, I wished I'd spent more time with my kids. And Christmas time was a great time for my kids.
Amen.
How many of you remember that my children was always trying to find where Mary hid the presents? Sometimes I'd put them in the trunk of the car. Close the trunk, and that way they couldn't find them. Other times we'd put them in the suitcases and then lock the suitcase. It would kill them kids. It'd kill them. But anyway, this we're all talking about Christmas time. And then let me move on up a little farther. How many of y'all remember the Grinch? That's not what, no. What was it called when the Grinch stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah, it is.
You remember that Grinch? Well, anyway, that was a favorite thing. We'd always watch The Grinch. All of us, our family together. Everybody was quiet. We'd watch The Grinch. And then it moved on up. How many of you remember the first time that you ever, ever heard the Christmas story? Would you raise your hand? I'm not picking on you. I'm not. The first time that you ever heard the Christmas story. Nobody ever read it to you?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Who read it to you, Dad?
I'm sure.
How many of you in your home, and I'm not picking, how many of you have ever just heard the Christmas story? All right, turn to Luke, please. Now, I want you to watch in the book of Luke. Now, this won't take me long. yeah, right. Okay, the book of Luke, and I want you to let me read this to you. In Luke chapter 2, now the Bible is God-breathed. Now, say amen.
Yes, amen.
God-breathed. All right, Christmas is, you cannot take December the 25th and nail it down and say, this is the day that Jesus was born. Right. Did you know you can't do that?
Right.
And so this was at the hospital, and so this individual was sort of irking me, trying to drag me over the coal, said this thing about Christmas, and said, you cannot find a day, you can't substantiate us celebrating Christmas on December the 25th. I said, no. But I said, how about July the 4th? I said, how about the birth of our nation? I said, I just went on through a whole bunch of them, and the President's Day and all this stuff. And I said, Christmas ought to be a time not about presents.
Right.
Or not about gifts or whatever everybody else is receiving. But it ought to be a time that when we really worship our Lord. Now, I want you to watch. Now, everybody stay with me. I'm in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2. Now, I know next Sunday is Christmas. Look at Luke chapter 2, verses 1. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, that is the known world at that time. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. Now that's real important. Look in verse 5. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with a child. Now won't you watch? And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now won't you watch? And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass as the angels were gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph in the babe lying in a manger. And when they seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now let's stop off reading. Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 1 that his name shall be called Emmanuel, or God with us. Christmas is all about God with us.
Right.
Man is a sinner by nature, by practice, and by choice.
Right.
All right, man went away from God, but now watch this. God made it possible that man could be reinstated.
Amen. Right.
So Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it says this, Matthew 1. Emmanuel, or interpreted God with us. I thought about really what Christmas is, and that is God with us. Then secondly, I thought about this, and that is God in us. If you read Colossians 1 and verse 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Christmas is more, it's not all of this commercialization. It's not being saved. It's not walking down a church aisle or going through the baptistry. It's not turning over a new leaf.
Right.
How many people that I know around Christmas time, and you see the very, almost the best of people.
Yes.
It brings out the best
right.
in them.
Right.
Why is that? Why? I seen this morning, son, on television, where a man down in Missouri was going, took all the police officers and gave every one of them $1,000. Did you see that?
No.
How many of y'all seen that on the news? You seen it, son? Counted out $1,000 and gave it all to the police officers and told them, said, now I want you to go, and anybody that you feel led to, I want you to give them that $1,000.
Wow.
Whoopee! You ought to have seen them people as they counted off $100 bills. The police officers gave them to them. Now I thought about this. This poor woman was in a motel room with two children that sorry husband had left her. All right, the police officer was paying for the motel bill. And so they went this Secret Santa and the police officer and gave her $1,000. Don't you know that would be a happy day? Don't you? Hey, has anybody ever really been helped? Somebody helped you?
Yes.
No strings attached? No strings whatsoever? And guess what? It's more blessed to give than
Amen.
It is to receive.
Right.
Well, I got to thinking, that's dangerous for me to do. So we was all talking about Christmas. And when I was a boy, Gene, it's not like it is now. I'm 72 years old. What do you think about that? I'm glad to be 72 years old. I think I'm well preserved. Yeah, right. Don't you say nothing. Yeah. All right. When I was a boy, now say amen to me, we get along good. A Christmas was an apple.
Right.
An orange. A banana, I remember the first time I ever saw a banana, an orange. Oh, how many of y'all remember you squeeze it, every bit of it, and just drank a little bit of the juice at a time? Made it last a long time.
Yeah.
See, I thought y'all know candy canes. We'd go out in a fence row and get an old cedar tree and bring it in the house. And guess what we do? We have one string of lights and we put icicles on it and somebody put a star on top of it. And you probably got one gift. You didn't get all this stuff everybody gets today. But now what I'm saying is, and then you got them chocolate drops. There's another name, but we ain't going to call it. But anyway, y'all know what, how many of y'all remember what I was talking about? And you got a gift, amen, or, yeah, and a shirt, or I know we'll forget. My uncle's, oh, shut up, Billy.
I didn't say what.
Anybody wear a beard or do anything?
Toes.
Wouldn't he?
Toads.
Speak English. She's saying toes, I think. I think is what she's saying. But how many of y'all remember that? But in cooking, oh my grandma, we was raised by my grandparents. And we didn't have television. We didn't have all this stuff. My cousins would come home. Man, we'd play and have the time of our life. And hoping that it would snow. We didn't have a sled, so guess what we do? Anything we could get at the top of a hill, we'd take it up, drink it up there, and ride it down. If we had a car hood, we'd take the hood off and ride that thing. Honestly, ride a car hood down to the bottom. Now what? And we'd have the time of our life. Most people today, they live for Christmas morning, and then when they get Christmas morning, then after it's all over, the excitement all of it over, they lose it.
Yep.
Well, I think every day ought to be Christmas, amen. So guess what I done? How many of y'all remember Charlie Brown? How many of you?
Yeah.
You don't remember Charlie Brown there? Mr. Owens? You lived a secluded life, didn't you? I went and found this. I looked everywhere over Somerset for this right here. I mean, I hunted everywhere for that thing. How many of y'all see it? How many of y'all remember what he done? How many of you remember what he done? He was going to conduct a play, right? And he said, what is this Christmas all about? Mm-hmm. And guess what else he done? Now let me show you before I'm going to get this. It won't take me long. And guess what he done? He went and got this right here. And I've often wondered, where in the world did he ever get one of these right here? And why did he get it red? How many of y'all remember? And he hung it there. He was told to go get an aluminum one. Right. And they wanted it pink.
Yeah.
I listen, I do some dumb things. Mm-hmm. Shut, Billy. I went and I got me a DVD, and I must have listened to it a dozen times. How many of y'all remember Linus? Well, a few of it, and the blanket. See the blanket? How many of y'all remember Snoopy? How many of y'all remember the doghouse being decorated? And guess what Charlie Brown done? He took all the decorations off the doghouse and put them on the Christmas tree. How many of y'all remember Sally? Look here, look, all the kids do. Sally, boy, y'all... Son, you need help. You don't remember none of this? I bet they go home and get them a line, get them a Charlie Brown. But now watch, Linus, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Sally, his sister. Now I want to show you, and I want to preach on a Charlie Brown Christmas. What do you mean by that, preacher? Why, look at that, that's the most pitiful thing I ever seen in my life for a Christmas tree. But they brought it back, you remember? And they decorated it. Well, Christmas is more. Why do we do what we do? I thought about this and it went through my heart and soul. If you'll check it out and look at Charlie Brown and read, that DVD or CD or whatever you can get it on. And if you'll look at it, and let me show you what I mean. Charlie Brown picks this tree out. It's got one bulb on it. And then there's Linus. And the Linus says, just maybe the tree needs some love. Boy, y'all are so pitiful. Everybody needs love. Where do we ever get putting presents under a tree? Where do we ever get that from? Well, I want you to get over to 1 Peter chapter 2 and look in verse 21 and verse 22. Did you know Peter, this great man of God, did you know he never used the word, he wouldn't use the word cross? It says, who bearing our sins on a tree. Thank God, cursed is he that hangeth on a tree. Oh my. Well, I thought y'all was wanting Christmas. Look in 1 Peter, I want you to listen to this. In 1 Peter, let me read it to you slowly and distinctly. Let me find my place. 1 Peter, please, and look what Peter says about this tree. I'll get it with you just a minute if I can find my place. I'm getting old and I can't see like I used to. All right, look in 1 Peter, and let me read it to you in chapter 2. Watch this. I can quote the verse, but let me read it. Look at verse 24. Everybody ready? Who his own self, talking about Jesus, bare our sins in his own body. Thank God. Hallelujah. On the tree that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we're healed. Amen. What I mean, Bill, watch this. Jesus became mine and your curse. Billy, I know you like a book. How many women are in the genealogy of Christ? Five women are in the genealogy. How many of them are fallen women? Did y'all see that? How many of them were Gentiles? All right, guess what? If these people were in the genealogy of our Lord, he came to die for whosoever will, right, ever drunk, ever hearted, ever rebel, right, ever renegade. He came, amen, to die for them. Isn't that wonderful? And then Jesus included them in his own book, amen. Hey, look here, Bathsheba. Have you ever thought about Bathsheba?
Right.
How about Tamar? Have you ever thought about that? How about Rahab? Yeah. A woman that sold her body.
Yeah.
But guess what? He included her in his genealogy. She's in Hebrews chapter 11. She's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
What I'm saying is guess what? The cross, guess what? It severed the death. You can be wonderfully and gloriously saved. I don't care what your lineage, right, is. I don't care how far you went. He came to save,
amen,
you.
Right.
Glory to you. If you ever get a hold of this, Charlie Brown, Christmas, dear God, you'll act worse than I do. Hey, I'm talking about that tree is pitiful. But that's not what Christmas is all about.
Right.
Now, some of you, I venture to say, we'll get to it in a moment, but I venture some of you probably got a Christmas tree, and you probably got it decorated, and you probably got a star on top of it, or an angel. But guess what? Then you put the presents underneath the tree. I'll get to that in a moment. Now, we're talking about a Charlie Brown Christmas. We're talking about Linus, and we're talking about Snoopy. I like Charlie Brown. I like how he walks. I've watched him. I mean, I wanted to get it down pat. But I guess what? He goes out and look at these Christmas trees, and he guess what? He turns down all of them and finds that poor little pitiful thing and brings it back. And they all make fun of him. Yeah. Except Linus, and he says it probably needs just a little love. I thought about God loving us from the foundation,
amen,
of the world. I thought about no matter what we've done or how far we've went into sin, God loves us. Now I got to show you. Now hang on. So we find Charlie Brown, then we find Linus, and then we find Lucy, and then Snoopy. Now guess what? The dog that decorated that dog house. Have you ever thought about it? Christmas is more than a bunch of decorations, amen.
Right.
Hey, and it's more than they all got out there and danced around. Christmas is more than that.
Right.
And people like to feast. Now, I love to eat, amen. But Christmas is more than that.
Right.
Now, you ready on a Charlie Brown Christmas? I'm just giving you the introduction. The tree was planned before the foundation of the world.
Right, right.
The tree was planned before the foundation of the world. Brother Sisson, do you believe that? I don't understand it all. I don't understand all the sovereignty of God, but I believe it, amen.
Right.
We was at the hospital this week, and I talked to the wall talked back, amen. I mean, hey, I talked to people, had me a time up there. Boy, I witnessed to people on top of people, amen. But guess what this surgeon told me? I sort of rebuked him. Every time that I would be there, and I stayed there around the clock, every time that I'd see him. And a lot of times he was in the room with me, with Mary. And I told him, I said, sir, you need to go home and get some rest. I told him about two or three times over a few days, and he is sitting in his computer terminal, and he looked up at me and he said, preacher, he said, the good Lord made me exactly the way I am. Made me just the way I am. And I thought, well, he sort of made me just the way I am. He said, now I want you to listen to this. You need a surgeon. He said, I want to run my race, finish my course, and I want to stay the course and hear the Lord say, well done.
Yeah. Good.
A surgeon. Well, that's me. But I got to thinking about it. All right. This woman, bless her heart, I felt so sorry for her. I mean, I feel sorry for people. Compassion is, you're hurt in my heart.
Yes.
I can say I love you and I can say I care about you, but my action spells louder than my words. I come out of Mary's room and she's asleep. And this nurse had been so nice to us and been befriended us. She was sitting there like this at her terminal. And I could see her crying. So I walked over to her, and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, ma'am, what's wrong? She looked up at me in tears, streams just running down her face. She said, this has been the worst day in my life. She didn't know who I was. She said, this has been the worst day in my life. She said, my floor supervisor, nothing I do to please her. She said, nothing I do at home pleases my husband, my children. And she went on and on and on. And then yes, she looked up at me and told me that. And I said, ma'am, did you know that God's got a bottle for your tears? I said, did you know that God bottles every tear that you'll ever shed?
Right.
I said, did you know every hair on your head's numbered and that God cares about you? Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I'm so glad I could do that. He made it just me and her, and I just bowed my head and prayed for her. The reason why I'm telling you that is this: people are hurting. People need Christmas, they get this spirit about them. They get stressed out, burned out, played out, trying to get this specific gift.
Right.
And guess what? The gift, the perfect gift, is at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
Woo! I'll run a while here in a minute. I can't hardly, because that made my pacemaker go off a few minutes ago. Whatever that was, and I thought Beth was leaving here. Have you ever thought about it? I mean, have you ever just thought about it? Do y'all ever, I don't go to Walmart. I just don't go to Walmart. I don't go to Kmart unless I have to. Don't go to Walmart unless I have to. That blows y'all circuit board. I just don't like to shop. But if I go, I see people running around them carts. I mean, running to get in the aisle, running to get out of the aisle, running to hurry up to go there. And I thought, I'm bad for it. I'm pretty bad for it. I'm always in a hurry. I am trying to get all the corners picked up. And I thought to myself, here as it is Christmas time, there'll be more suicides from the first week of before Thanksgiving, the third week in November, and the second week of January, there'll be more suicides than any other time in the world. Why is that, preacher? Well, people trying to connect. Amen, Brother Sisson. They're trying to find a motive or a reason or happiness, just like that Christmas, that little thing. And what is Christmas all about? Well, everybody wants to be happy.
Right.
And they think, well, I seen that little old boy. He's sitting on Santa's lap. Have you ever seen that commercial? That little boy sitting on Santa's lap, and his daddy's over there doing this. Tell him I want a Lexus 350. XLL. So the little boy says, I want a Lexus 350. And that daddy was getting so excited over him telling that Santa Claus wants this. Look at Billy. It's like I heard about these men. They always met to go eat together at a restaurant. They hadn't seen each other for 3 or 4 weeks. And the man came in and he looked at him and he says, why are you so down? He said, a few weeks back, said, my aunt died and left me $30,000. He said, well, you ought to be happy. He said, well, the week after that, said, my uncle died and left me $50,000. Said, the week after that, said, I had another relative die and left me $100,000. He said, well, why are you so sad? He said, I didn't get nothing this week. Ain't that the way we are? I'm talking about a Charlie Brown Christmas. Now I want to show you. Let's go. It won't take me long. Number one, write this down. The tree was planted before the foundation of the world. I'm talking about the tree that Jesus died on. Amen.
Right.
Cursed is he that hangeth on a tree. So he became your curse.
Right.
There, you can't be saved by the law. You can't turn over a leaf. Right. You can't quit all your drinking, all this junk. Right. Why in the world does everybody have to have an office party and everybody get drunk? Look at them. Why do they do that? Well, Christmas is not no office party.
Right.
Christmas is not getting drunk and drinking eggnog and whatever else everybody does. Amen, Brother Simpson. So from the foundation of the world, I mean, Jesus, he knew it didn't, the cross did not take him by surprise. Would y'all perk up a little? Get off that Valium. The cross did not take him by surprise from the foundation of the world. Number two, write this down. This Charlie Brown Christmas. Not it was a tree plan, but the tree, it was placed where? At Golgotha.
Amen.
My wife, she comes up with some of the best ones. You can call her up and ask her this if you want to. Now, we've got a Christmas tree. Don't send me to hell because we got a Christmas tree, okay? Guess what my wife does? Every year she does this. She goes in there and puts a sheet around the thing, picks the thing up, and takes it to her sewing room. About 3 weeks, about the first week of December, something like that, she'll say, I'm going to go get my Christmas tree. Just pick it up, take it to the living room, and set the thing down.
Unwrap the sheet.
And unwrap the sheet, and it's already decorated. Ain't that cool?
Yeah.
We had a home health nurse come yesterday. She said, boy, I like, tell her to Mary, she said, I like your tree. Said, I love how you get it decorated. She says, it stays decorated year round. Ain't that cool? I thought that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I don't know where she picked that idea up. Works me like a slave.
My mom and dad.
Your mom and dad? Well, that's a pretty neat idea. But don't you listen to this. You have to agree with me now. The tree was not only planned, but don't you write it down. It was placed where? On Golgotha, on Calvary. My wife always has a particular place for that tree.
Amen.
Just a particular place. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Israel several times. But when you see Golgotha, there's no place in the world like that. Where Jesus was crucified. There's no place in the world like it. I paid a little Arab boy $3. Three, they want dollars. I give him $3 $1 bills to take me and another guy up on top of Golgotha. I stood up there and I thought to myself, dear Lord, this is where Jesus died. This is where that they crucified him. Don't nothing ever get a hold of y'all's hearts. But that's where the tree was placed where? On Golgotha.
Right.
Now, the third thing, write this down, and I'll show you just a minute. The tree was pricey. Hey, Charlie Brown, he didn't get that aluminum tree. He didn't get that pink-looking thing. He got this thing. Well, what I mean by that is our tree, the one we're talking about, is a priceless tree.
Right.
Hey, glory to God, Jesus died on that tree.
Amen.
Y'all ever just thought about it?
Yes.
Brother Billy was trying to encourage y'all to come back on Christmas Day. What other time should we have Christmas
right.
on? Why would that even be on the board? Why would you even think about it?
Right.
Now, Brother Simpson, my company's coming to bring them with you.
Yes,
you know what? I've left my mother a lot of times. My mom would come in from Louisville, and I had to go somewhere to preach. And I mean, if I had it to do over again, I love my mom. I wish I could spend more time with her. But I mean, hey, she couldn't go with me. But I just say, now, Mom, if you don't go with me, I'm going to leave you. I know y'all going to... Shoot me for that. But our allegiance ought to be to the Son of God.
Right.
Yes. When you think about the price that was paid that you and I could have Christmas. Glory, thank God, I love it.
Amen.
So the tree was priced. It took the blood of the Son of God. Now I got to show you this. I want you to write this down for me right quick. The tree that I'm talking about presents gift. Hey, Brother Billy, have you ever just got a special gift? Like a tobacco stick and wore you out?
I have that several times.
It didn't take.
Oh, yes, it did.
I'm going to give your mom $10 to redo them. How many of you have ever got a gift? A gift. I mean, a priceless gift. Raise your hand. I want to see your hand. My father-in-law gave me, there's another knife that I have that this church gave me that is absolutely priceless. But my father-in-law gave me an old knife, not this one, that literally the blade has been sharpened so many times. My father-in-law, he's done dead in glory, but he was my mentor in life. He gave me that pocket knife. There's not enough money to buy that knife. Do you want me to say that again?
Right.
Some things should never be
right.
sold.
Good.
Say amen to me.
Amen.
What I mean by that is this. All right, this Charlie Brown Christmas, when you think about it, He hung that one little old bulb on that thing, that one little ornament on there. And this is what kicked my mind. I thought about, dear God, it presents gifts. Amen. Amen. Let me show you this. It won't take you a bit. Go to Romans chapter 5. I want you to watch this. Would you say something back to me? Is salvation a gift? Yes. Say it back to me. Yes. Is salvation a gift? All right. The gift I'm talking about that God presents is one, is his forgiveness.
Amen.
Everybody is trying to find forgiveness. They try to find it in a liquor bottle. I've got a family. This breaks my heart. Got a little old girl it's his granddaughter. She's a little emaciated thing. She's got tattoos everywhere. She left her kids, and she's somewhere. They've got a warrant out, an outstanding warrant for her arrest. She's left her kids, just left her kids, have not seen them for over 6 months. What kind of a mother would just desert her children? But Jesus died for her. I mean, when you think about all these things that are occurring today, why would a person, is drugs the answer? Is meth the answer? Is alcohol the answer? Some elaborate, well, if I could just go to Hawaii. You know what I wish? Are y'all ready for this? Don't you die on me. How many of y'all seen there was 12 people said that if Donald Trump got elected, they're going to leave the country?
Yeah.
I wish they'd take a few others with them, but how many of y'all seen that? How many of y'all seen where our wonderful, yeah, right. Let me get that. I ain't just erase that from your mind. Mr. Obama and Michelle is going to go to Hawaii for a vacation.
Again.
Now I wonder who's going to pay for that sorry dog.
Yeah, right.
Did you know they spent a plane to take that dog to Hawaii? Amen.
Right.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. But ain't that pitiful?
Yes.
So I mean, location. Well, if I could go to Hawaii, I believe I'd be, you know.
Yeah.
No, you might have, that'd be temporal. Alcohol, that's temporal. Drugs, temporal. But the gift I'm talking about, it lasts for eternity.
Amen.
Look in Romans, please, chapter 5. And I want everybody to look. This is going to help you if you look. In Romans chapter 5, I want you to read them with me. It won't take me but a second. Now, are you ready? In Romans chapter 5, watch how many times this pops up. You say you're a Bible believer? Look in Romans chapter 5 and read this with me. Watch this. Look, if you would, in verse 15. But not as the offense, so is the free gift. Now look, if you don't mind, in verses, same verse. The gift by grace. Then verse 16, the gift. No less than six times it's talking about a gift. You can't earn a gift. You can't do anything for a gift.
Right.
A gift
right.
is a gift.
Right.
All right? The tree I'm talking about, Calvary, Jesus dying, paying our sin debt, presents gifts. How about forgiveness?
Right.
Do y'all remember opening up I never will forget when I was a little boy. I got this gun. My uncles brought me this thing. You stick it in there, then you had this thing and had these birds, and you'd shoot it, and it would spin them. Boy, I was a happy camper. Man, I never will forget, I got that. Then I got me a Roy Rogers cap gun.
Yeah.
Boy, I was tough. I had to have me one of them things tied on my leg, like they did. Ain't that pitiful?
Pitiful.
I mean, hey, pitiful. And ride a stick horse.
Yeah.
Y'all don't remember that? Had my gun. But I never will forget, boy, I protected them. I'd go to sleep at night. I'd sleep with them. Mm-hmm. I was afraid my cousins would get them. Mm-hmm. Wear their heads out, they get on my stick horse. But a gift. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't do anything to obtain it. A gift is a gift.
Yes.
Boys, stand up a minute. Just stand up here. No. You want that? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want that? No. You want it? Huh? Man. fuel.
He wasn't sure he was going to release it.
Now, guess what? You can be seated. Thank you, boys. I'm going to get me a haircut just like that. I said, you want it? Guess what they done? Just took it.
That's it.
But you tell people it's that simple, they just can't do it.
Can't buy it.
They just can't do it. You know what I laid last night? I got this idea in my head, and I thought, wouldn't this be wonderful? I wished I had about 200 or 300 of them little ornament balls. And I wished I could just give them to you to commemorate Charlie Brown Christmas 2016. Mm. I wished I could just give you one of them. Wouldn't that be good? Just hand them out to everybody.
Yes.
A commemorative little ball, ornament, Christmas 2016. Boy, I'm so glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad a little old runny nosed, snotty kid that God would reach down and save me, Billy.
Amen.
And made a way that I could be made a child of God.
Amen.
And could be forgiven.
Inspired.
Write my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many of y'all remember now? I'm going to close. How many of y'all remember they took the little Christmas tree, took the ornaments, took everything off the lights off of Snoopy's doghouse, and decorated the tree? Then it was so pretty. Just maybe it needs some love. I don't know what you need, but I know one thing. He's everything you'll ever need in life. Let's stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. Father, I sure do love you.